Egyptian expatriates have voted in the country's presidential election. Egyptian embassies around the world reported a high turnout in the 2 days set for casting ballots. Back in Cairo, campaigners are working hard to woo voters during the last week before electoral silence is enforced. The two contenders, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and Hamdine Sabahi, have been making numerous media appearances in which they called on their supporters not to take the vote for granted and to make sure they cast their ballots. Many Egyptians are reluctant to take part in voting, feeling that former military chief al-Sisi is already set to win with a landslide victory. But in recent weeks, leftist politician Sabahi has been gaining in popularity.
We expect it to be good turnout, and if this works, it will be a very important indicator to what happens later on in the domestic scene when almost 53 million Egyptians will go and vote.
Many are distrustful of the whole process and have opted to boycott the election, while others say they will be placing their vote against whoever runs against Sisi, whom they blame for orchestrating former President Mohamed Morsi's removal from power.
The Brotherhood will boycott the voting. The idea is not to give legitimacy, because the turnout in itself will legitimize these elections. In case there is a turnout that will be rigged and manipulated, and then the regime will say that our man has won with a lot of turnout and a high percentage. That's why all Islamists will be boycotting the elections.
The election has been set for May 26th and 27th. The 2012 election in Egypt started out with 12 candidates, and the end result was unknown till the last moment. But now, many people are feeling that this year's election is predetermined in favor of Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, but we will have to wait and see if the vote heralds any surprises. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.